Welcome to our God's Word for Today devotional this morning. And let me read to us our text in Mark chapter 1, verses 16 to 20. Passing along the side of the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. It's interesting that the first thing that Jesus did as he began his ministry was to choose his disciples. There were 12 of them. And only four are mentioned here, but there were 12 disciples. He called the fishermen brothers, Simon, who was later named Peter, and Andrew, his brother, while they were casting their nets into the sea. And a little while, Jesus also invited the brothers, James and John, who were sons of Zebedee, while they were mending their nets. While they were doing all these things, nobody thought that Jesus will come and invite them to join him someday. No one was thinking and expecting that Jesus will invite them to follow him that day. Life's opportunities come at an unexpected moment. While they were very busy in their daily routines, the invitation came. We should mark this and we should note this because God calls busy people. Now, nobody, and we cannot really expect things that God will do to our lives, but there are just opportunities that God will open in our lives, and we have to have choices. Are we going to follow God and go into through those doors of opportunities, or are we going to stick with what we are doing right now? There is a choice to make. The choice for them is either to remain as fishermen or to be a follower of Jesus. Opportunity is a blessing, but sometimes this opportunity will just come only once in a lifetime. Opportunity is a blessing disguised as a difficulty. Why? Because when there's an opportunity, there is also a reality that we must sacrifice something. Should they follow Jesus, they have to drop it all or everything, their nets, their boats, and even the brothers James and John left their father. And they did it immediately, and they do have no doubt they were unequivocal in their decision to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. So to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is a tall order because it is a call of a lifetime, a call of a lifetime commitment, is it not? Have you considered this, that if you look at yourself and even claim that you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, that there are some realities that you need to say no and sacrifice before the Lord? Even the Lord Jesus Christ reminded them later that if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and come after me. There are just but realities for us to consider. But remember, the carrot is much, much bigger that we have to pursue it. It means that what is the promise of God and what lies ahead is much, much more greater than the sacrifices that we will do. Because following Jesus, although it entails a lot of sacrifices, but as the apostles later said in John chapter 6, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." We are not talking about following only in order to receive something good in this world or in this lifetime, but we are following him and there's eternity at stake. Jesus promised them a more meaningful life. And what is that meaningful life? That they will be catching men. They will become fishers of men. And it would be more interesting than catching fishes. Jesus has invited them how to live, not just to earn a living. Well, as fishermen, maybe they can earn a living. But as followers of Jesus, catching men, they will be fulfilling the greatest mission that Jesus has intended to fulfill in this world, that is to redeem this world unto himself through the gospel, catching men for the gospel. And to be men catchers, to be fishers of men, they should be first faithful as Jesus' followers. It's like the horse and the cart. The horse is to follow Jesus or to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the cart will follow, and that is to become a fisher of men later. We shouldn't be worried about how to be an effective fisher of men should we are a faithful follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's a result. The Lord will make us effective fishers of men if we just concentrate and focus on following Jesus, that the life of Jesus will be reflected in our lives. We must have the heartbeat of Jesus. We must have the passion of Jesus, because we cannot do as desired to become effective fishers of men unless we have the heartbeat of Jesus. So the disciples later on went with Jesus, and they stayed with Jesus for 3 years. They had been with Jesus. Wherever he goes, whatever he does, they were there. Hence, as a lesson today, our primary concern every day is how to stay closer to Jesus. That's why we have this devotional. I hope that through this, we become closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. We will love Jesus more and more, and there will be an outflow in our hearts, in our lives, that we will be burdened for the souls of men. We will never be burdened and have the desire to be a blessing to others unless we are filled with the love of Christ in our hearts, that we will not be constrained and compelled by the love of Christ. Oh, this is my prayer, that there will be a continual molding and transformation in our lives to become more like Christ. That the way he looks at the world, to the souls of people who are lost and the least in this world, that we'll be able to see them as he is, as he is seeing them. Let us pray. Father, thank you for new word today also, Lord. Thank you for the lesson that we have learned in your choosing the 12 disciples. You choose them not because they were gifted or they were educated, but they were just fishermen, faithful in their daily routines. And Lord, you call the ordinary people in this world to shame the wise, to put to shame those who claim themselves as mighty, ordinary people. And in the same manner, Lord, you call us to yourself, and you can use us as we are, because it's not about us, but it's all about you. Father, help us to be faithful followers of you, Lord. Help us to heed your word in the Bible. Every day we read your word, we look into the scriptures, and you're going to talk to us and reveal to us the truth. Help us to be obedient in order that we'll become faithful in following you, and that you'll transform our hearts to become more loving, compassionate, having the burden towards the least and the lost, Lord, which we don't have inherently. Lord, thank you for your promise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.